This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Michael Walsh. And do remember that RBN is conducting a drive to raise $40,000. And you may mail your donations to RBN at 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or use the PayPal button at the RBN website at republicbroadcasting.org. Or call 800-724-2719. We will take your calls after the next break at 877-488-5350. I guess what I was trying to get at is that capitalism, monopoly capitalism, and communism were both created by the Jews. And what Hitler was trying to do, what he did do, was he created a third way, a third something different that really focused on the needs of every citizen. He was able to unify the country. And when you see the what he did do, you have to admit that it was very successful.
That's right. And again, this is brushed out of the history books and the main media again. And this is again the value of the internet. So if you go into Google and start browsing National Socialist history, not the world or the war part, because you'll get a lot of propaganda on it. But click into National Socialism 1933, 1934, 1935. And you'll find, as you go from link to link, that there are some revelations there that you are likely to see in your mainstream here.
Yes, indeed. And when you consider that Rockefeller, who actually was Jewish, there's a good book about this that points out this fact. The book is called The Grandees, The Story of America's Sephardic Elite. It's by Stephen Birmingham, that he purchased back, I believe, in 1898. He purchased the Encyclopedia Britannica, and then they took over a lot of the publishing houses. So when you look into the so-called history books, you're going to find the official version of what they want you to believe. And of course, we all know that we've been indoctrinated and brainwashed. So we need to get a different sense of history, and you have certainly provided that in your wonderful book, Witness to History.
Thank you very much, Deanna. You're a wonderful plugger of my book. But I really do think that it will change things. There have been books printed, published in history that have changed society, and I set out that Witness to History should be one of those books.
Indeed. And people can get that at Amazon as a Kindle book. Is that correct?
That's right. There it is for anybody to see and read part of it.
Right. And all of the chapters, I mean, you can just pick a chapter. You don't have to start at the beginning and just go through the book to the end. You can pick the chapters that, you know, pick and choose. And read the whole book, of course. But it's each chapter, I believe, is self-contained.
That's right. To whatever their particular interest, it might be the very beginning, because, you know, there wouldn't be any National Socialism without the overthrow of the legitimate government in Russia in 1917. So really, this was the birthplace of National Socialism. And it was Adolf Hitler and his great forces that came to stop the spread of communism, which didn't really suit the city of London or Wall Street, did it?
No. And of course, our so-called civil war, was the overthrow of the U.S. government. And in one of my books, I call it the Socialist Revolution, which, because it functioned just exactly the same way. But it was a subtle way. Subtle. All righty, we do have to take a real quick break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled B-I-O-A-G-E.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Back. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, and we will take your phone calls at 877-488-5350. What I meant with the Civil War being more subtle than the Bolshevik Revolution, they went in with guns, and of course that happened in this country also, but they portrayed it differently. They didn't portray it as a takeover. They just portrayed it as, oh, we're going to save the Union and centralize all the power in Washington. But when you kill 700,000 people, that's not real subtle. That's a big statement, and that's what happened. So,
yeah, I think it was American head of state, Madeleine Albright, who, when she was questioned about the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children whose lives might have been saved for some medical attention, she said, yes, it was worth it. That's what they think about Gentiles.
Yes. Yes, indeed. And if that happened here in this country, well, actually, you know what? It has. But we're talking about, 56 or 57 million babies, and you brought this up earlier in the program, have been aborted. And, I mean, that's a terrible number. And they call it free choice. And, which demonstrates just how brainwashed and indoctrinated a group of people could be to think that it's okay to kill an unborn child.
Yeah, it's very nice in Latvia. We were talking about it earlier, Diana, and there's a beautiful square right in the middle of old, what we call Vecriga, the old city, which survived a great deal because it wasn't bombed flat, you know, by the USAF and the RAF during the war. And spread right across the stonework were all of these little marble fetuses. And it was showing the number of babies in Latvia that are being aborted every day, and the crowds that gathered around laid flowers on those little fetuses. Each one told a story. There was a little plaque on each one, and it didn't give the mother's name, it doesn't identify them, but it gave the reason for the child being aborted. And it gave many, many tens of thousands of people, I think, a great deal of room for thought about this genocide through abortion. And I think it was your former president, President Reagan, who said, I noticed that those who are in favor of abortion have already been born.
Yes. Yes. Indeed. And it's amazing. They actually politicized this this issue in order to draw in a group of people that were considered religious. And even though they politicized it to get that the religious people in this country to engage in politics, it didn't seem to do any good because, well, we still have abortion.
Well, of course, everything is in the public interest, don't they? They're very, very good at dressing it up, you know, and here we've got mass murder, and they make it look like they're doing us a favor, you know, by, you know, the form of population control. You don't need population control. When you look at the United States and its vast resources and the landmass that it covers, why on earth would a country like that that can comfortably hold probably 600 million people only got a third of that, so why do you need abortion?
Right, right. And then of course, we have all of the aliens that are coming in, taking the jobs that perhaps some of those aborted children would have taken. And I think it also contributed to the cultural change, the racial mix in this country.
Yeah, how very odd that the same people who are championing abortion are the same people who are happy to let all of these illegal immigrants in, not only to the United States, of course, but into Europe. You know, so they want it both ways, don't they? On the one hand, they're telling us to abort our children, our European children, you know, because we're overpopulated. But then the next thing, they're turning around and leaving the gate wide open for non-Europeans to come in. So it's time that these people were questioned. How often? And it must be very, very irritating to the more intelligent members of our public as to the number of times that they switch on the television or switch on the radio, and the people who are being questioned, they're not being asked the questions that the public want to know.
Right. And they certainly don't talk about the real big issues, but they just it's more like a gossip kind of a thing, and that's what the news became in Germany, even the late 1800s. Let me get a drink.
Yeah, I don't have a problem, Diana, with the Holocaust having it debated, but the people who don't want it debated are the people who are opposing the Holocaust. You know, they say that it happened, I say that it didn't happen. Tens of millions of people throughout the world, hundreds of millions of people say it didn't happen. So here is the most wonderful opportunity to for a mainstream television broadcaster to have the both sides on to debate the issue and to put it to bed once and for all. Why don't they do it? Simply because they know that those who are claiming that the Holocaust happened are really going to struggle to make their case in such a debate.
Sure. And of course, they, when you really look at it, you're talking about eyewitness accounts or accounts from books that were produced as propaganda pieces. In fact, some of the books, one of the books written by this doctor, oh, I can't, Nazali or Nicholas. Oh, I can't think of his last name. It's very, very difficult to pronounce. But he wrote what was a novel, and then it was republished as fact. Excuse me, I have allergies today.
Joggle weather, dear Diana. I checked Chicago weather before, and I think you're just struggling along on 17 degrees, bless you. You'll have to come over to Spain here, where we're suffering 30 degrees in a beautiful, dry climate.
Well, excuse me. As I said, you have a lot of people that made up all these propaganda pieces. It's the same as the wordsmiths made up propaganda for World War I in England and in the United States. You had the same kind of propaganda pieces come out of World War II, where they talked about the Holocaust, and then you had other people who contributed to this, who took things out of the first and the second book, you know, Hilberg's book and everything, and they made it real by repeating it. They made it seem real by repeating it, and then of course you had the big operation by Frank Collin in the late 1970s, where he was going to go. He was supposed to be a Nazi. He was no more. He was a Jew. He was born Francis Joseph Cohan, and changed his name to Frank Collin. Joined white nationalist group in Virginia, and then kind of took over when when Norman Rockwell was assassinated, and then came to Chicago, created a group here, and then to try to give credibility to the so-called Holocaust, he wanted to do a march in Skokie, and he got all this media attention. Absolutely, just everything that he did, the media covered it. I mean, if he had a hangnail, the media covered it. No matter what he did, the media was there, gave him all of this attention, and he made such statements. Oh, the Nazis only killed 6 million. They should have killed more. And basically, the Holocaust grew out of that, because 2 years later you had the Holocaust committee, which led to the official United States Holocaust Memorial Museum, which is largely taxpayer-funded, and things just kind of grew from there. And so when you debate the Holocaust, most people don't look at the scientific evidence. They simply look at what has been said. They simply look at the propaganda that has been disseminated, and the media attention over this operation. I don't know what they call the operation, but it was amazing. And you had the actual group. There was a group of nationalists here in this country, the one that was led by Rockwell. That group went down to the studio that was giving all this attention to Frank Collin, alias Francis Cohen. You had the real group down at that studio, and there was about 100 of them protesting all this media attention to this little group of 12 people. It is just amazing how the media operates in order to focus on what they want focused on, and to give attention to what they want to portray as reality. And it happens all the time. I mean, it just that is just the way it is. And, you know, getting back to Madeleine Albright, while she was Secretary of State, she said, and I quote, "If we have to use force, it is because we are America. We are the indispensable nation," unquote. Indispensable for what? For killing other people, for invading other people, other countries, just because the Jews want us to do that?
I think she was talking about Israel, you know, because she is Jewish, of course, as most of the American government is, unfortunately.
Ah, so is Israel the indispensable state?
That's right. It doesn't matter. I think that it was Vladimir Ilyich Lenin who said that 3/4 of mankind may Christ. So the communism, Judaism, if you like, they succeed. So they're quite happy.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but we have to take a real quick break. We're over. Be right back.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com.
She is the author of The Triumph of Reason, The Thinking Man's Guide to Adolf Hitler, and also Witness to History, and Behind Enemy Lines, The Reich Had Its Heroes Too. And we will take your calls at 877-488-5350. So, Michael, please continue. You kind of got cut off. We ran over and went into the break.
That's right. I was just looking. The Daily Mail is the biggest, most read newspaper in Britain. It has about 6 million readers, so it's pretty mainstream. It's Little England, Middle England, if you like. And there's a photograph here, and you're all familiar with it, and it shows that the workers are building these skyscrapers in New York in 1932. Now, common sense suggests that the photographs, and you all know them, these wonderful guys were sitting along these girders. I have no idea how high above the ground. The photographs must have been taken from some distance away, and yet, you know, you can clearly... This film was taken in 1932. That was before Adolf Hitler was elected to Germany's chancellorship. I can see all of these fellas' faces perfectly clearly. I could identify them as Tom, Dick and Harry if I wanted to. Now, you go and have a look at the photographs of alleged German atrocities that were taken long, long after that. And they're very, very indistinct. Now, doesn't this arouse suspicions in people? A couple of days ago, the Daily Mail, the same newspaper, was showing some wonderful photographs that were taken during the American Civil War. Now, these photographs were taken, 150 years ago? And yet, here again, you can see quite clearly defined the characteristics, the features of the American generals and the infantrymen, ordinary photographs. But when you look at photographs that are alleged to be victims of concentration camps, totally indistinct. You can just, they're almost as if they're drawings. And do you know why? Because they are drawings. And here again, I keep on seeing the same image. It shows a German trooper allegedly holding his rifle and shooting a woman in the back of the head. And she is about to topple into the grave. Never mind looking at that picture. Have a look at his feet, because it's being a picture that is being superimposed upon another one, and the German trooper is actually levitating. Now, I know that the Germans are clever, but I didn't know that they could float around while they were shooting people in the back of the head.
Indeed. Now, didn't Udo Walendi do a book that talked about all of these fake photography and photos and whatnot? He wrote Truth for Germany, which is a fabulous book. But he also did another book, which I don't have. I've just seen selections from that book. Do you know which book I might be talking about?
Yeah, there's Forged War Crimes, Malign the German Nation, I think, is the one that you might be thinking about. And again, it was a catalogue of photographs, and it showed the reality, and it pointed out in each case how each one of them was forged. And this is just part of the procedure. But again, the finger of blame has to be pointed at the mass media. We've just been talking about Udo Walendi's book, German authorities malign the German nation. And again, this would make wonderful television, wonderful Daily Mail, wonderful Washington Times to carry out these exposes. If they want to sell the newspapers, want to have people viewing the televisions, why don't they show some of this? Because it would have people just queuing up to look at the screens, but they don't. There's got to be a reason, because they're there to manage the news.
Right. Now, there was some coverage. I'm trying to think of the guy's name. Phil Donahue. Phil Donahue had, who did he have on his television program? It's been maybe 12 years ago, 14 years ago. He had David Cole on. I believe he had Mark Weber. And I can't remember the other gentleman's name. But basically, they were trying to present some scientific evidence, and they did a very good job of doing that. And then they had the other guest, or maybe two guests, who were opposing the scientific evidence. And it is quite amazing how the studio audience really did not believe the scientific evidence, because they had been so brainwashed by the media. And it's also interesting that Donahue was also very anti-war, and even though his ratings were very, very high for his very last television program, he started a new one, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, and despite the high ratings, because of his anti-war mentality, they canceled his program. Maybe this was 8 years ago. I'm not sure. I don't watch much TV. I just, you know, catch these things, so... afterward.
Yeah, people are slow to change, Diana, and you know, there is a saying which is very dear to my heart: convince a fool against their will, all the same opinion still. And no matter how much, no matter how much evidence that you show, you push before somebody's face, if they don't want to believe it, there is another saying that you will be familiar with: none so blind as those who will not see.
Exactly.
My mother told me that, and that's a long time ago. But leaving those aside, many of them have got a vested in.
Michael, we do have to go to a break, and we will be right back in 3 minutes.
Miss Neil Kennedy.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Walsh, and I like what Mark Twain said. He said, "The man who does not read has no advantage over the man who cannot read." And I think that there are a lot of people who simply don't read books anymore. They just get little tidbits off of the television, sound bites off of TV, or they watch a movie out of Hollywood and think that they know what happened in a particular incident.
Yeah, people don't want to think anymore, do they? Because it's hard work, and I do think, and I know that I'm repeating myself here, it's very, very sad, but people think, what is the point? They say, what is the point about going along and voting, because they don't take any notice of us anyway? What is the point about listening to the radio, to Free Liberty Radio, and reading books, because, you know, I really don't want to know, because there is absolutely nothing I can do about it anyway. So, you know, the withdrawing, if you like, and this is very, very sad. And I think that the way that we have to go to combat this 1 or 2% toxic government that we have, both in your country and our own over here, is to organize against them. And We can't say that 98% of the people who are largely in disagreement with them can't overthrow this 2% who want war. We don't want war.
How true. Listeners, you can call in at 877-488-5350. I guess nobody wants to talk to us today. Or maybe we're being so profound they just don't want to interrupt our conversation. Do you suppose that's it?
Yeah, maybe we're just answering the questions. We're asking ourselves the questions and we're answering them as we go along. This very often happens to me.
Yes. Excuse me.
it can be intimidating calling a radio station, even today, especially when it's live radio. But I suppose one has to appreciate this. But the way I look at it, it's just as if, you know, you and I met in a bar and we found empathy on certain subjects. And we just talk, and it really doesn't make an awful lot of difference. Here am I in Spain, and I could just as easily be in Germany or Estonia. And I'm just chatting to you as an old friend, and we have a great deal in common. I would like to think that I have a great deal in common with the people of the United States who have a European background in their lineage.
Exactly. And I think that that we have a lot of things in common with the majority of the world. And the lucky thing is that we have a voice that that we can share with others via this radio program and other radio programs. Yes, I do believe that the minority have a minority opinion, and that the 98% really does. If we just united, but the powers that be, the Jews, would like to divide and conquer, and that's the way they've always done it. For instance, they get a couple of countries together in a war, and then they stand back and watch people get killed. They watch the, the Christians and the Muslims fight amongst each other. And they're the ones that started it to begin with.
That's right. And I think one of the things that really your listeners and everybody should be involved in is the social networking sites, because they're very, very important now to shaping public opinion. And the other thing that we need to do is to change attitudes and educate people, is to be a little bit more forthright when we're using these, because again, you know, I find that ordinary people, Americans, are traveling a great deal, as Europeans are, and those of us who aren't traveling, we can sit from our living rooms and we can talk to people in exotic countries all ending in Stan, and we find that they're very, very much like us. And yeah, sometimes if you look at the mass media, you think that Iran and Central Asia are very, very backward countries and the moonscapes. But I was looking at Uzbekistan or somewhere like that, and some of the cities out there would put American or European cities to shame. They're very, very modern and wonderful transports infrastructures with wonderful hospitals and gardens and parks. And this is, as I say, it's in Uzbekistan and a lot of other countries that end in Stan. They're very, very rich. They're very powerful. Some of them are very, very big. And we need better education on these.
Right. We've been told so often that we have this modern, advanced country. But when you look at the roads, when you look at the bridges, when you look at the basic infrastructure, it is really crumbling. I don't believe we've put so much into warfare since 1900 that we have allowed our infrastructure to crumble. And other countries who are paying attention to the needs of their citizens have, in fact, modernized their infrastructure. And even in Gaza, you can find modern buildings and all kinds of things that you would not find here in America.
Yeah, there was one video, and I hope it is widely circulated, and it showed Tehran in Iran, and the reason that the mainstream media doesn't show any images, the local images of perhaps a street where a scientist has been taken out by some kind of Jewish agent from Israel, Mossad, they will show the street, but they never ever show you the broader images of Tehran, which is one of the most beautiful cities on earth. So again, this is the importance of the internet, isn't it, that people don't have to rely on the mainstream media.
Right. And you could say the same thing about some of the Russian railways during perhaps in 1900. Some years back, maybe 5 years back, I saw some of the pictures of those fabulous railroad stations, and they were just magnificent. And when you consider the train, the railway facility, the railway system in our country compared to that in France, I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. The French railway system is very, very modern. The trains are incredible. And when you look at our system here, it's just way behind. And also if you look at China and Japan, same thing there. They have really improved and increased speed, and it's amazing.
Yeah, they like to paint out Russia as being an unpopular, backward state. But again, take a little look at the subway in the likes of St. Petersburg and Moscow, and all you can do is eat your heart out that you had one like that. Absolutely beautiful, with shopping malls and cinemas and theatres, and not a piece of chewing gum on the ground, no graffiti, and of course... nothing like the crime levels that you have in the likes of New York, Chicago, and the other main cities over in the United States. And this is what we need to combat, Diana, you know, this distorted view of the world that we're being fed by the mainstream media. And thank goodness that we have people like yourself.
Right. I think it's an assault on our culture. And... I believe it was deliberate, and of course they've created a division here in this country between racial ethnic groups, and it is really amazing. And people do not recognize that because a lot of people simply don't travel. They don't see what's going on in other countries. They don't hear about what's going on. They just hear what the mainstream media would like them to believe. Now, somebody in the chat room asked if you had any new poetry.
I'm really prolific at the poetry, and it doesn't take much to inspire me. And sometimes I can go a week or so without putting pen to paper, and sometimes I can produce two in a night. So, but it's not something you definitely need inspiration for it. Without the inspiration, it's got to be harmony between the mind, the heart, and the soul to be able to produce, I think, decent poetry.
And you do that so well. But anyway, that they brought it up in the chat room because they remember your wonderful poems that you have shared with the audience before. Now, we have another guest that has often shared his poems, Dave Martin. And his are mostly of a political nature, very short, very sweet, but very pointed, politically pointed. Do I have callers? Not that I know of. I do. Well, let's take a call. I don't see any on the board. Okay, let's take Jeff in Missouri. Okay.
Hello. I didn't really call with any like really urgent issues. I sure appreciate what you're doing with the show, and I don't know what other people are saying, but it really cleared up a lot of confusion on my part. And I've tried to, you know, go hit the books and the articles and try to improve my knowledge and stuff, and exchange, you know, emails on different forums with Mr. Washington occasion. I guess on the on the Donahue show, I think the individual you had in mind was Bradley. Who was it? Bradley Smith.
Yes, wonderful. Yes.
The Kodo or the
right or the, Kodo. Uh huh. Yes.
Well, I'm just kind of. I'm still, you know, my own knowledge is still kind of developing, so I'll just kind of let you continue the show here.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for calling in. You're a first-time caller, I believe.
Not quite. Right.
Okay. All righty. Well, thank you so much. All right, let's take Lark from Texas. Lark, welcome to the program.
Well, hi there.
Hi.
I love it when you have Michael on.
Me too.
And I love his poetry.
Me too.
Now, what I want to put forward is something for the two of you to chew on. I don't expect any in-depth comment unless you're familiar with these works, but there is there's an American-made documentary that you can watch for free on YouTube, and it's entitled Anarchism in America. And I'll drop these other two breadcrumbs and come back to Anarchism in America and invite your comment. The second is called The Net, LSD, the Unabomber, and the Internet, which is a German documentary. And the third is a book written by Ted Kaczynski, and it's entitled The Road to Revolution, which you can also read for free on the internet. Where I'm going with this is I have speculated that with the assassination of William McKinley by a so-called anarchist who was tangentially connected to Emma Goldman when she was lecturing in New York City in the very earliest part of the 20th century, has forever painted that school of thought called anarchism as a radical, violent philosophy. And ever since the anarchist movement has been painted to be radical and violent, when in fact it's not that way at all, which is brought forward by one Carl Hess, who was the chief speechwriter for Barry Goldwater during the disastrous 1964 presidential election, at least for Barry Goldwater. And what's interesting to me is that people like Hillary Clinton were Goldwater girls. They were in support of Barry Goldwater, a Jewish candidate running against another Jewish candidate in 1964. But I suspect that the future world that we're leaning toward is one which actually blends these anarchist strains. And it's witnessed by one, it's evidenced, I should say, by one Peter Thiel, the founder of PayPal, and supposedly the first big investor in Facebook, who advocates for something called anarcho-syndicalism. Anarcho-syndicalism. And so my question for you, Deanna, is Michael, are you familiar with the philosophy known as anarchism? And in particular, I wonder if you might investigate something called anarcho-individualism sometime. And ask yourself if it is not something worth pondering on before we advocate for something called nationalism, or what is often called national socialism. Your comment?
Yeah, I think this again is the importance of the internet. We're able to explore previously taboo subjects such as anarchism, where it was not as easily available in the past. And on your point about nationalism, the only nationalism that I'm interested in is racial nationalism. And I'm afraid that we're a little bit behind the Africans and the Jews on this particular issue, because, of course, they've always practiced, racial nationalism. I think it was George Lincoln Rockwell who said quite some time ago that an African is an African and sees himself as such, and brother Africans, wherever in the world he is, whether it's in South Africa or Liberia or Nigeria or the United States or Britain. He's first and foremost an African. He's a Briton or an American second. The Jews are exactly the same. And the only ones who've been diversified, and successfully so, and we've allowed them to do it, is the white race.
All righty, we do have to go to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Never thought I would experience what I have by being on the RNA drops. Since I started the drops, I've gotten married, started three businesses, and feel limitless. My name is Brandon, and I've always been a skeptic because one of my companies is an investment firm, so we look at the facts. I was presented a bottle of RNA drops without any documentation in 2010 and began taking them due to highly reliable sources and their recommendations, and things quickly progressed. My life seemed brighter. And then one day it happened. I was working in my office on a sunny morning, and my spiritual body did a 360-degree backflip and softly landed back in my chair. And that was the day it began. That was my bread of life. To view this patented product, go to freeRNANow.com. That's freeRNANow.com, and begin your ascension process. God bless.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Michael Walsh, and we just are running out of time. And I'm sorry I didn't see all the callers lined up, but Lark, did you have some other comments to make? Because we do have several more callers to take in just a very short time.
Well, 15 seconds, and I would love it if there was time for another poem by Michael. But there's another word that was mentioned by a recent guest of yours, Deanna, and that word is autarkism, spelled with a K. I think that word applied to the individual. And then with coupled that with a reexamination of that word anarchism, and I think that what we have is we have a formula for dissent that is rooted in something called agorism and counter-economics.
Okay.
All of these words can be searched, and I appreciate the two of you very much.
Thank you so much, Lark. All right, let's go ahead, Mike.
Yes, just thank you.
All righty, David from Lone Wolf Territory.
Yeah, good morning, Deanna. Good morning, Mr.
Good morning.
Welch. Sir Welch. Yes, I'm really appreciative, Deanna. You two have been defining a couple of terms that capitalism and communism are the same thing, and that capitalism is the enemy, actually, which should be defined here, of free enterprise. But there's also another term called monopoly capitalism, and that's usually defined as fascism, or that is corporate control of government. And people seem to confuse all those issues, as the gentleman was also pointing out, anarchy versus nationalism. Good points. And the railroad, real simple. The Rockefellers wanted to get rid of the railroad because it wasn't profitable for the selling of oil. And that's why the American railroad system is in absolute shambles, is because they don't want the railroad. It may sell more fuel by having trucks on the road instead of trains.
Ah, very good.
And,
thank you.
John D. Rockefeller is the one who did that, the destruction. And every time their trolley cars were taken out, I can remember trolley cars in various cities when I was a kid. They Rockefellers made sure that they were taken to the scrap yard and destroyed, because we couldn't have electric vehicles running in the city. We needed diesel buses.
Right. Yes, I think there used to be trolley cars in San Francisco. Well, thank you so much, David. Appreciate your input.
You're welcome.
All righty. We have a couple more callers and only seconds to go here. And I think people really want to hear a poem. Do you have a poem real quick?
Yeah, I got a poem here for you, and it was composed for a very, very famous ballerina, Svetlana DeYoung, and she really appreciated it. And it's called The Dreaming Ballerina, and it really shows her life. The poet's nest upon the crest is where her pen will roam, when deep in port her whims are caught, and she is on her own. And quiet like the hours crawl, the quill will scratch its way, to pluck the words straight from a heart of hopes and dreams that pray. The chapel bell is tolling, and the song it sings for me, the ballads of the Spanish hills that overlook the sea. The ballerina rhythm swayed where poets dream to go, where muse will dance to dawn each night, where soft the winter's waters flow. We wonder if the track she takes upon the hillside bare is but a path made by a pen of someone high up there, to lead the ballerina home where ballerinas rest, upon the Spanish sea view hill, upon its crest. She has a beautiful home overlooking the Mediterranean. Caprice was in her heart that night, her pen went on its way. It crossed the starlit bridge of night till dawn was on its way, to soothe the sometime troubled breast where sanctuary is free, upon that idyll, lonely hill that overlooks the sea. She's a gifted poet and writer too. What a wonderful lady, Svetlana DeYoung.
Thank you so much. We have 10 seconds. Bye-bye. Take care, Michael. Bye-bye,
thank
listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.